Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. To God be all the glory.
This is the day the Lord has made. We are absolutely rejoicing and glad in it. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons. I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Church family, and each and every caller. We thank God, amen, for your intercessory prayer. Glory be to God. Participation as we come together. The word says, if my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I'm going to heal their land. So I thank God as we touch and agree tonight that God is going to honor our prayers as we come to the Father. Glory be to God in the Son's name, Jesus, that name which has power and authority. So we thank God for you tonight. Vicky Yoey, we love that song, Anoint Me, Lord. Pastor Rebecca and I got to see her live, and she sounds just like the record. She has an awesome gift, a powerful testimony, and she is a blessed woman of God. So we just want God to anoint us tonight afresh and anew. Hallelujah. Well, happy belated Mother's Day to each and every mother, each and every grandmother. I pray you had a blessed weekend, a blessed Mother's Day. Pastor and I send our love to you, and God speak to you. Amen. I pray that you had a good time, a relaxing time, and just the joy of the Lord being your strength. Hallelujah. I'm going to read one verse of scripture from Isaiah 48, the 17th verse. Isaiah 48, verse 17. And it reads, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Let me read that one more time. Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. So God will allow you and I to profit. God will show us which direction to always go. So as we pray tonight, God, we're asking for your guidance. We're asking for you to teach us how to profit. You're a God of increase. You're a God of change. You're a God where your mercies are new every morning, where your grace is adequate and sufficient for our lives. When we don't have the answer, you always have the answer. When we don't know which way to go, you always know the way. When we don't know what to do, glory be to God. He said, peace be still. Be still and know that I am God. So you're never without an answer because he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Talking about Jesus. So we're going to pray in that name tonight. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost on this line already. On Mother's Day, we taught a message entitled, It Is Well. We looked at, hallelujah, the lady who Elisha, 2 Kings chapter 4, it is a story about a woman who was barren, who blessed the man of God, and he gave her a prophetic word that she's going to have a baby. And that prophecy came to pass. And the devil tried to rise up and take her son through death. But the devil is a liar because the man of God showed up and showed out and breathed life back into this young boy and presented him back to his mother, the blessing that God originally had in plan for her. We looked at Naomi, hallelujah, who lost her husband, lost her two sons. But in the end of the book of Ruth, we see Obed, her grandson. The whole town said, now Naomi has a son. And Obed, if you look at the genealogy, is the father of Jesse, the father of David. And you know that lineage is the lineage of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And finally, we looked at the mother Mary, the mother of Jesus. Blessed art thou among women, and highly favored are you. So we thank God as we celebrate mothers. Hallelujah. Mothers, we don't know where we will be without you. Each and every mother, God bless you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the Redeemer. You are the Holy One of Israel. You are the one that caused us to profit. In your word, you say you wish that we would be prosperous and have our souls prosperous as we are in good health. You wish, Jesus, you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, but you told us and you warned us that the thief cometh nothing but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So your word says be sober and be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, seeks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So we pray tonight, Lord, for your supernatural protection over our lives. We pray for the hedge and the refuge and the shelter that only you can provide in these last and perilous evil days. We thank you that you continue to make a way where there seems to be no way. You continue to bring us over the mountain, through the mountain, under the mountain, around the mountain. Whatever you need to do to move, glory be to God, stumbling blocks out of our way. So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that we have a testimony because we passed the test. I said we have a testimony because we passed the test. And through prayer and through believing and trusting in you, through relying on you and the Holy Spirit, the greater one is on the inside of us than he that is in this world. Time and time again, God has shown himself mighty, shown himself strong. Some of us have been hospitalized only to walk up out of that hospital. Oh, glory be to God. Some probably have been in prison only to be released one day. Some, in the name of Jesus, lost a job only for God to give you another job. Some lost a house through foreclosure and just repossession of automobiles. But God made a way where there seems to be no way. You're driving again and you have a new home. So God is able to do the impossible. We need to trust God tonight. So, Lord, help us, hallelujah, not to lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, Lord, help us to acknowledge you. No sickness can stand up to the blood of Jesus. No poverty can stand up to the blood of Jesus. No weapon can stand up to the blood of Jesus. No enemy, no demon, no principality can stand up to the blood of Jesus. And glory be to God in Exodus. The death angel saw the blood over the people of God and had to pass over. So right now, we plead the blood of Jesus over every household represented on this prayer line tonight. The blood of Jesus cover your home. The blood of Jesus cover your marriage. The blood of Jesus cover your children and your grandchildren, your extended relatives, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, grandparents. The blood of Jesus cover you and the favor of God being on your life on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you brought us to this fifth month in the month of May where we see the trees are blossoming, the weather's getting warmer, the birds are singing, the weather in the name of Jesus is sunny and nice out, and the jackets are coming off. So, Lord, we know you're a God of change. Oh, glory be to God. You said as long as earth remains, there'll be summer, winter, spring, and fall. So, Lord, we thank you for a new season. We thank you for a new day. My wife writes books, and sometimes somebody needs to hear tonight, God is about to write a new chapter in your life. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you for the newness of life. We thank you that our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our heart what you have prepared for us because we love you on tonight. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, thank you, hallelujah, for your blessings. Thank you that you do exceeding and abundantly above all that we could ever think, ask, or imagine. Yes. Thank you in the name of Jesus that you called us to be seated in heavenly places. You've already blessed us with every spiritual gift in heavenly places. The miracle is already manifested. The finances is already turned around. Yes. The sickness and disease has already left your body. We believe by faith tonight.
Yes.
Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you.
Yes.
So, oh, glory be to God. Yes. The centurion soldier had a sick servant, and he said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof.
Yes.
Just sing your word, and my servant will be healed.
Yes.
And Jesus said, I have not seen such in all of Israel. And that's the kind of faith God wants us to have tonight,
yes,
that we believe the impossible, that we believe in miracles, that we believe in the supernatural, that we believe in the invisible, that we believe God at his word, because he's not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he shall repent. Has God said it, and shall it not come to pass? Oh, glory be to God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will remain forever. He said he put his word, glory be to God, above his name. So I thank you for the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was God, and the word was with God. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. So we thank God that he left us his word, his logos word, the 66 books of the Bible, the Old and New Testament, many authors inspired by the power of the Holy Spirit have penned the word of God to you and I. We lean on his word. We trust in the word. We look through the scriptures, and God says, my word will not come back void, but it will accomplish that which I sent it to do. And the word says, glory be to God, if you trust me, if you delight yourself in me, I'll give you the desires of your heart. So, Lord, we delight in you today. The joy of the Lord is our strength on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we're not going to walk by sight. We're going to walk by faith. We're going to believe in our hearts. We're going to believe with our minds. We're going to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the word of Almighty God. The weapons of our warfare, according to your word, they are not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. That's why God says when you pray, Jesus said when you pray, pray in your closet. Many people don't know what we do on these Tuesday nights. They don't see that we're on a phone conference call. They don't see that we're in our prayer closet. They don't see that the blessings of God is on this prayer line. So we know what we do in secret. God will bless us publicly. Glory be to God. That's why if you need a job, if you need employment, pray. If you need a healing, if you need a sickness and infirmity to leave your body, pray. If you need a miracle in your family, a miracle in your mind, a miracle on the job, he says men ought always to pray. So we pray every Tuesday night according to the word of God. It is a command from glory given to us. So I thank God for the obedience of New Creation Church and the pastors that you bless New Creation Church, located in Hillside, New Jersey, 1482 Maple Avenue. Bless every member. Bless every family. Bless every child. Bless every infant. Bless every teenager. Bless every senior citizen. Oh, glory be to God. I sing your word right now to Evangelist Elizabeth Page. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, encourage her heart. Lord, remove every sickness and disease. Lord, make a way where there seems to be no way. I thank you that you're strengthening her right now. I thank you in the name of Jesus that the blood and the nerves and the muscles and the tendons and every bodily organ is functioning according to your designed will. In the name of Jesus, her ladder shall be greater. So I thank you, Lord, for encouraging her heart. I thank you in the name of Jesus for removing discouragement. I thank you for family and loved ones and the right medical attention that she gets. In the mighty name of Jesus, so Lord, have mercy. Oh, glory be to God. Have mercy on everybody on this prayer line. We thank you for your grace. Paul said, your grace is sufficient. When I am weak, then I am strong. That's why the word says, let the poor say, I am rich. Let the weak say, I am strong. Your words matter, beloved. So we pray right now with authority, because the word says what we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. What we loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. And right now we bind up the devil off of your family. We bind up that demon off of your money. We bind up that principality off of your body, the temple of the living God. So in the name of Jesus, God's word says he will satisfy you with long life. Oh, wow. Hallelujah. With long life will he satisfy you. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for protection. I thank you that 1,000 may fall at our side. 10,000 will fall at our other side, but it will not come near our dwelling. I thank you for the word, Lord, which protects us and keeps us and guards us and teaches us your principles. Thank you for every tither. Thank you for every servant. Thank you for every ministry worker. Thank you for every, glory be to God, laborer. You said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray for laborers. Oh, glory, Pastor, I felt that. Lord, we pray and we act.
Thank you.
You said we have not because we ask not. And right now, through our audible voice, as humbly as we can come to you, God, we're saying thank you for the increase.
Yes.
Thank you for the resources for the local church, New Creation Church. Thank you for the families that will connect with us in this season. Thank you for numerical growth. Thank you for spiritual growth. Thank you in the name of Jesus that you're doing a new thing, and we perceive it. We thank you, Lord, for the faithful people that you have given us that hold up the arms of these pastors. We thank you for the workers, every tither, every prayer warrior, every member. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, bless them. Bless them indeed. Enlarge their territory. Keep them from evil. Protect them from the Antichrist. Protect them from the evil one. Protect them in the mighty name of Jesus from the adversary, the devil. Hallelujah. Let him who still no more. Let him who still no more. This is your season for increase. This is your season for abundance. This is your season for overflow. This is your season, glory be to God. Money cometh to you. Prosperity is in your house. Blessings are in your home. Power belongs to God, and power belongs to you. Jesus said, behold, I give you power.
Yes.
And nothing by any means will be able to harm you or hurt you. You'll pick up serpents, and they won't be able to hurt you. The wrong foods, and it won't be able to hurt you. No weapon, no trap set by the enemy will be able to trap you. So, Lord, I thank you for the people of God tonight. I thank you for the faithful ones, Lord. You said be faithful over a few things. You'll make us ruler over much. So, Lord, we thank you for every caller, every listener, every believer. In the mighty name of Jesus, as my wife continues to pray, as we open up the phone line, as we believe God for you and your endeavors, your goals, your dreams, your ambitions, your needs, your wants, we know that God is able to do the impossible. With man, oh, Pastor, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
With man, it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy, hallelujah, you're worthy. We love you, Lord, we praise you. We magnify your name, Lord, we thank you, Lord, even as we continue with this prayer line, as we begin to take calls on tonight, God, we thank you for your presence. You said with two or more gathered in your name that you will be in our midst. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you for the presence of your power, for your presence, for your Holy Spirit being with us on tonight, God. Lord, we pray as my husband prayed for every person under the sound of our voices, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will restore those who are feeling weary, who are feeling tired, oh God. We bind up the spirit of sickness, oh God, and we declare total healing over the life of every person who is listening on tonight, God. Every person who is struggling with sickness, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for a new touch. We thank you for a healing touch. Jesus came with healing in his wings, oh God, and by his stripes, we are healed, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for every person, Father God. Father God, right now, who's feeling their strength being renewed, who's feeling their strength coming back, oh God.
Yes.
And, Lord, we just praise you on today, and we worship you on today, God. Lord, we pray for every member of New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. We pray for, Father God, the Callow family, and, Father God, the Edna family, the Thomas family, the Davis family, oh God, the Leek family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, for the Robinson family and the Singley family, oh God. Lord, we pray, Father God, for every family in the name of Jesus, for young Anthony and Father God, for Father God, our keyboardist, and for the Tucker family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the gathering of the saints, oh God, those who, Father God, who come, the Simmons family, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for those who come, Father God, from near and far, the Edmonds, Lord, all, every family, every child, every adult, oh God, in the name of Jesus, all who are coming to make New Creation Christian Ministries their home, oh God. We cover them right now. We cover them. We cover each and every one of them with the blood of Jesus. We pray for the children, oh God, of our church, oh God, and we cover them with the blood of Jesus, every minor child. We cover them. We plead the blood. We put a hedge of protection around them. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against them can prosper, God. We thank you, Lord, for increase in their lives, even as they graduate from high school, even as they start jobs, even as they continue to go to the next grade in school, even as they go to college. Thank you for young Jessica, oh, God. Thank you, Father God, for her, even as she had tests in the season of her finals, oh, God. Thank you for blessing her, oh, God. Lord, to sell above and beyond, oh God, what she can think, ask, or imagine. Thank you, Lord, for her, Father God, excelling on her tests and excelling on her finals, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for her mom on tonight. I thank you, Lord, right now for Sister Yvette, oh God, Carmen Callow's daughter, oh God. I thank you for her life, God. We thank you for her life. We pray for her right now. We pray victory over her life right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up the hands of Satan and any weapon that's being formed against her right now. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against her can prosper. We declare that she has victory on her job and victory in her home and victory in her finances. We declare that she has victory in her health and victory in her mind, oh God. We declare, oh God, hallelujah, that she is prospering, oh God, and being in good health even as her soul prosper, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for total salvation and total deliverance in every single area of her life, oh God. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against her can prosper, oh God. We declare divine favor, goodness, and mercy are following her, following Sister Yvette every single day of her life. In the name of Jesus, I declare peace in her mind, that she shall be able to rest, that she shall be able to rest, that she will be able to continue to press, even as she goes to work on a daily basis, that she will have a peace that surpasses all understanding, knowing that you are able. So, God, we thank you, Lord, for being the God of the turnaround. And we thank you, Lord, for turning every hard situation around, every diverse situation around for Sister Yvette. And we thank you, and we declare it in the name of Jesus to be so. So, Lord, we praise you on tonight for every person under the sound of our voice, every family, oh God, of New Creation Christian Ministries, everyone that's coming, oh God. We thank you for increase, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for those Nigerian girls, oh God. Bring them home, oh God. Bring them home unharmed, oh God. Bring them home safe. Stop the drug, the sex trafficking, oh God, of our young girls. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we bless your name and we worship you. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're yet to do in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for every caller tonight.
Yes. Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Pastor, I'm so glad you prayed. There was a tragedy here in the New Jersey area with those five high school kids drag racing and drinking, and some of them lost their lives. But we thank God as we, on this prayer line, lift up children.
Yes.
We pray for children.
Yes.
We got to cover our children,
yes.
Especially the teenagers. Sometimes they don't act wise, so we got to cover them with the prayers of God,
yes.
Who can allow their minds and their thought, their cognitive thinking, wise decision, not giving in to peer pressure. We need to pray for our young people. So, Pastor, as you cover the kids, the New Creation Church, the college kids and the teenagers, we thank God, amen, for every caller tonight. Hallelujah. Callers, we see these hands, and we're going to get to these hands. God bless each and every caller in the mighty name of Jesus. We don't know if this is a hand raise, but we've seen it up for a while. Hallelujah. Area code 404. We thank God for you tonight.
Thank you. Keep me in your prayers. This is Jesse.
Oh, God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, Brother Jesse. Amen. I'm glad you called in for the prayer tonight. Thank God for you.
Thank you.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Jesse tonight.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that the blessings of the Lord are rich and add no sorrow. We thank you that you cover him, Father. Thank you for the angelic host that protects him on a daily basis. We thank you, glory be to God, for the Spirit in the name of Jesus of God to be with him. Hallelujah. We thank you in the name of Jesus that greater is he that's in Jesse than he that's in this world. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even as he is over this school, over these kids, involved in his local church, we thank you that you continue to bless him, you continue to favor him, you continue to protect him in the name of Jesus. When he is weak, Lord, strengthen him, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's any anxiety or stress level, Lord, we thank you that the peace of God be with him. Glory be to God. So, Lord, hallelujah. Allow even enlightening him, Lord, with godly insight, giving him a greater discernment, giving him godly wisdom beyond his years. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would stimulate his mind and regulate his thoughts in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you for this man of God. We thank you for his life. We thank you for the people that he blesses on a daily basis and touch, Lord. We thank you for these children that he is over, Lord, that he will bless them and keep them. So, Lord, to whom much is given, much is required. So we thank you for his life. Thank you for his witness. And thank you, Lord, that he is a son of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, we cover him with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you tonight. Goodness and favor and mercy are following you all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. We thank God for
you
tonight.
Thank you.
Amen.
So
continue to listen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
We thank God
so
for Brother Jesse. Amen. You're so welcome, sir. God bless you. We thank God. You know, people understand the importance of prayer, and we thank God, amen, as we come to this prayer line. I believe that the Holy Spirit is here because the word does not lie, and the word says we're two or more gathered. We are gathered in the name of Jesus. This is not us. Amen. We are gathered in the mighty name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. And we thank God for every caller tonight. Again, caller, you just need to press 1 on your phone device, and we will put you on the air, and we will pray with you. It can be a praise report. It can be a prayer request, because you may just need to encourage someone tonight. And we thank God for each and every caller. Hallelujah. Area code 678. We thank God for you. 678.
Good evening, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I thank God for both of you. I pray to God for both of you and the prayers that you say for everyone that's on this prayer line. And for those that don't hear the prayers, I thank God for that. I'm calling in for a praise report, and I'm also calling in for a prayer. I really have two praise reports. The first one is that a couple of weeks ago, I had you guys pray for a friend of mine. Her name was Marcy. She lived in Indiana, and you guys prayed. She was on a life support system because she has emphysema. And praise God, I spoke to her sister today. Marcy is home, only on respirator treatment, off the respirator, life support system, and she's home with her family.
My
and I praise God. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus, for
Thank
your
you,
grace.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your prayer. Marcy
Jesus.
Is back home with her family and not on a life support system, only with breathing treatments. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
My second praise report is that I was born again 3 years ago, born again Christian 3 years ago, and for 3 years I've been praying, God, please give me the gift of speaking in tongues. And I knew that someday it would happen. When, I didn't know, but this Sunday I got the best Mother's Day gift ever. I received the Holy Ghost and I spoke in tongues. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow, yes, Lord, that was the
Jesus.
Best.
Hallelujah.
That was the best Mother's Day gift to me ever. On Mother's Day, I will never forget that. So thank
Praise
you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Wow,
yes, Lord.
Wow.
Thank you.
God be the glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God, like I said, somebody needs to hear that tonight.
Yes.
Because,
yes,
hallelujah. Now, the gift of tongues, you had a desire to speak with the gift of tongues. You had a desire to speak in your heavenly language, and God honored that desire.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Special
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the praise report with Sister Marcy, we don't want to overlook that. We're going to let you talk in here. I know you had something to say. But Sister Marcy, what a powerful
yes.
praise report.
Yes.
The power of prayer, the prayer of faith.
Yes.
I know her family
yes.
was praying. I know she was praying. I know you
oh,
have
yes.
been praying for her.
Oh, yes.
And look at God.
And,
what a wonderful praise report.
Just before I got on the prayer line, her sister called me, and I says, hey, I'm going to get ready to go on the prayer line. How is Marcy doing? And she told me, God, thank you, Jesus, Maria. She's home off a life support system, and she's only on the breathing treatment. So, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Power,
well, let us
the
pray
power
for you.
Of prayer is powerful. Yes, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes. We want to pray. Amen. Father, in your word, you said, hallelujah, you said signs, wonders, and miracles
yes.
will follow those who believe. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus for Sister Maria, who, Father God, got the gift of other tongues. We thank
yes.
you in the name of Jesus, even that she has been a born-again
Amen.
Believer, born-again
yes.
baptized Christian.
Yes.
Lord,
yes.
in her third year of Father God, trusting you, you have given her this heavenly language. Now stir up the gift of God which is in her.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus. Sharpen that gift, Lord. Increase
yes.
that gift, Father.
Thank
Use
you,
that
Lord.
Gift in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Ain't nobody mad yes. but the devil. Demons are trembling
yes,
because
Lord.
Now you have the gift of other tongues. So, Lord,
hallelujah.
I thank you in the name of Jesus that, hallelujah, that she
hallelujah,
would use this supernatural
yes.
ability, Father, to speak in her heavenly language,
yes.
Lord. Hallelujah. In the
Hallelujah.
Mighty name of Jesus.
In
because you said it edifies our spirit when we use our heavenly language. So I thank
yes,
you for her
Lord.
Life. I thank you that you gave her
thank
the desire
you.
Even for other tongues. In the
thank
name
you,
of
Lord.
Jesus. And we pray for Sister Marcy, Lord. We thank
yes.
you for, Father God, releasing her off the respirator. Releasing her, Father God,
yes.
off the life support. Releasing
yes.
her in the name of Jesus off
thank
of dependencies
you.
On certain
thank
things,
you.
Father. So we thank you. Glory be to God that she is home. She is with her family, Lord. Oh, you're
yes.
a miracle-working God. You are a
yes.
mighty God. You are a loving, compassionate,
yes.
caring God. So even as you extended your love and your mercy and your grace down to Marcy, Lord, everybody on this prayer line standing in the need of prayer, if they got sickness in their body, if they got doubt in their mind, Lord, you're no respecter of persons. So I
yes.
thank you that you bless Maria. You bless Marcy.
You
bless Marcy's family, Lord, as they see the mighty miracle that you wrought in her life. So, Lord,
yes.
we thank you.
Thank you.
That this is only beginning for Sister Maria, that you're going to continue to pour out supernatural gifts on her life.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord,
thank
bless her.
Yes.
Glory
yes,
be to God.
Hallelujah,
bless her
Lord.
Son, Lord, with even the new automobile, Lord. Let
yes.
him know your hand, Lord. Let him
yes,
know
Lord.
Through a relationship with you, Jesus Christ,
yes.
that the car is just the beginning in the
yes.
mighty name of Jesus for that young man. So I thank you for her seed. I thank you for her son. I thank you for her household, Lord,
hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations. Your story sounds a little like my story. I had a desire years ago, and I went. They had an altar call at the church I was in, and
yes,
there was a deacon that actually, the deacon that they assigned to me actually did not believe. I wouldn't say he believed, but he just shared with me, everyone doesn't have to speak with other tongues. And I understand that, but I wanted it. So I walked away, discouraged. I walked away just sad that I didn't get it that night. And as we're headed back to our car, there was another leader in our church, and she pulled that car on the sidewalk and prayed with me right there on the sidewalk, and
Jeez.
I got to get the other tongues right there in downtown Perth Amboy in
Thank
the streets
you,
where
Lord.
Everybody was looking, strangers walking by. Because God was not going to let me go home disappointed. So that's a word for somebody on this prayer line. If
yes,
you desire the gift of tongues, God works in mysterious ways.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
Well,
amen.
Continue
thank
to listen,
you.
Sister Maria. We thank, God for her.
I
she
thank
is a
you.
Blessing.
I thank God for you and Pastor Rebecca. God bless you both.
God bless you. Through Sister Carmen, they are relatives, they are cousins, and we thank God for Sister Maria and so many people that come through this prayer line through those two. We thank God for them. As this prayer line is growing, it's increasing, and we thank God for the people that call in and finding out robbery to seek God in prayer. Area code 757, we thank God for you tonight, 757.
Hey. Hi, Prophet, how are you?
I'm doing well tonight. God bless you.
This is Sister Rick calling. Did you this call have a praise report as well? And did you all get the seed that I planted? I put in the mail to you guys.
We have to check the post office box. Pastor just stepped away for a minute. I'm going to ask her as soon as she returns. Did we receive that?
Okay.
We've been busy and sometimes we don't check it, but we're sure it's there.
Okay. And also, I had my interview today.
We thank you for that seed.
You're welcome, Prophet. And also, I had my interview today for the summer school position, and the lady hired me for the summer school position. I'll get my contract for the summer school teacher position on by Friday. I got that summer school one position. I had an interview today, and she hired me today. Didn't even ask me any questions. She just told me about the program, told me how much I got paid an hour, and told me I get my contract by Friday. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Isn't God good all the time? All the time.
Any questions at all.
Hallelujah. So,
you
had to interview. You had to interview. There's a second interview. There's a lengthy process. But they said you're hired.
Yeah, that's for summer school, Prophet, for summer school, the teacher, the lady that interviewed me, she was in a rush to go to her class because I said it was interviewed for summer school for the four-step program, for summer school program from 8:30 to 2:30, Monday through Friday, starting June 30th through July 8th, $20 an hour. So I said, well, thank you, Jesus. I got that. And she says,
email.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
well, congratulations, Sister Riggs. She has been a blessing to her niece, her nephews, children.
Yes.
She's always pouring into people's lives.
Yes.
Pastor, she sent us a seed. Amen. Okay, Pastor says she got it today. So look at God. We thank God for you. We did get it. And Pastor says thank you for the seed. And God has opened a great door for you, not just financial increase, what a wonderful career opportunity where you're going to grow, and it's just going to give you more credentials for the next level God's taking you to. Amen.
Amen. And, Prophet, I haven't heard from the Franklin City Public Schools. He had regarding an interview for the fall for the it's called Dean of Students, but I haven't heard anything back from that. The deadline was today. So would you just keep me in prayer that I may get the interview for that job for the fall of the year and housing doors as
Amen.
Well. So can you just be helpful for that?
Well, we thank God. You, did you say Dean of Students?
Yes, Prophet. Yes, Prophet.
Well, let us pray for that very quickly. Father,
and
in the name of Jesus.
Okay,
amen. We thank you for Sister Rick's Lord, Father, even as the final interview process concerning the Dean of Students position this fall, the year 2014, Lord. We thank you that you open doors that no man can shut. So right now we speak favor over her life. Lord, we thank you that you have influenced, Lord, with the higher power. Thank you. Glory be to God. Those, Lord, who are the decision makers concerning this Dean of Student process, Lord, we thank you. Glory be to God that they would choose this woman of God for that position. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that she would excel above the rest. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we hallelujah. We thank you for the desires of our heart being met. We thank you for favor being on her life. We thank you that you have influence, Lord, for those who need to have influence with. And, Lord, we thank you for the open door concerning housing, concerning that new house that you're going to put her in. Thank you, hallelujah, for the closing. Thank you for the money that she needs. Thank you, glory be to God, for the favor with the underwriting department, the loan, the mortgage, every resource that she needs, Father God, working according to your will. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. That the process will go smoothly. That glory be to God. All the paperwork will be approved. In the name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah. That no interruptions or no mishaps or no unexpected things, Lord, would delay the process. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the shelter that you're going to provide her with. We thank you for the key that she's going to hold in her hand. We thank you for the residence that she's going to reside in. In the mighty name of
Jesus.
So, Lord, thank you, hallelujah, for the beautiful neighborhood that you're going to place her in, for the beautiful home that you're going to put her in, in the name of
Jesus.
So, Lord, we just touch and agree with her tonight.
Thank you.
And we believe our faith tonight for her.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for that praise report. Congratulations on the summer position. And we're looking for you to call back with that fall and a new school year position. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Prophet and Prophetess.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Prophetess.
Yes.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Continue to listen. She has been a blessing to this prayer line. She sent us a seed, and we thank God that she said, I just want to sow into this new creation church family. I want to sow into Pastor Anthony and Rebecca's life. And some of you have sown, and some of you may want to sow. So if you need that information, amen, glory be to God. Pastor will give you that information. Pastor said it's P.O. Box 2476, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. If you need us to repeat that, we'll repeat it later on in the program. But send us a seed. Sow into the life of New Creation Church. Sow into the life of this man and woman of God. And we believe that God will honor you as you honor us. Amen. To God be the glory. But we thank God for that just awesome testimony. Her and Sister Maria, just blessings, and God is so good. He's these opportunities of employment, these housing opportunities, career opportunities. God will keep His people. I think about when the children of Israel was in Egypt and they were in captivity, how over Egypt, Pastor, it was dark and they couldn't see. But God provided light for His children.
Wow.
God provided sunshine for His children.
Wow.
God let His children, glory be to God, live in the light of God.
Wow.
He said, those who walk in darkness have seen a marvelous light.
Wow.
So we thank God that He got us.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God that he continues to put a roof over our head. He continues to put clothes on our back. He continues to put shoes on our feet. He continues to put food on the table. He continues to keep us in good health. So we do not underestimate the power of God, and we're going to have an attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
We're going to have an attitude of thanksgiving, and we're going to appreciate the big and small blessings that he continues to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we have a few more minutes tonight. We thank God for every caller. If you have a prayer request, if you have a praise report, every mother, we pray that you had a blessed Mother's Day holiday. We thank God for mothers. I told our church on Sunday, we only get one mother.
Yes.
So appreciate that mother. My mother's in heaven, and she did so much for us, and we thank God that all her children are saved. Hallelujah. Even me and Pastor Rebecca, all of our kids are saved. All of our grandchildren are saved. And we thank God for that,
yeah.
The opportunity even for my wife to be the mother of my children. Thanking God for her. Amen. So caller, just press 1. We'll put you on the air. But we thank God for each and every caller tonight. It is well.
Yes.
Is what I preached on Sunday.
Okay.
And I'm here to remind everybody on this phone line tonight, it is well with you. It is well with your family. It is well on the job. But, Pastor, you don't understand. I go into an irate. My boss don't like. It is well. It is well. It is well. You shall have what you say. The word says if you believe in your heart, whatever you say, you shall receive. So we thank God for the power of our words. We're going to guard our tongues on tonight.
Yes.
We're not going to say what we see. We're going to say what he said.
My God.
I said we're not going to speak what we see in the natural, but we're going to speak what he said in the supernatural, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for prosperity and promises of God being yea and amen. We thank God for every listener tonight, even as Sister Rick's got that summer position and have an interview for the fall position. Sister Maria got the gift of other tongues on tonight, supernatural, heavenly language that she can now operate in. Hallelujah. Maybe that's what you want from God tonight, the gift of tongues. Just press 1. We will pray with you and pray for you. Believe in God. B.B. Major, she was a deacon then. She's a minister and pastor now. She prayed for me, and she touched my stomach, and she said, Anthony, you got it. I didn't think I had it because I was a new believer. She said, you got it. And 20 years later being saved, I got it. So don't let the devil play with your mind that it's not possible for you, because all things are possible for those who believe. All things are possible for those who believe. Hallelujah. Caller, we see that hand. All things are possible for those who believe. And we believe in miracles tonight. We believe in the impossible tonight. We believe in the word of God tonight. Area code 908. 908. We thank God for you tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca, Sister Lori. How are you?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Lori. How are you?
I'm fine, Pastor and Pastor. I miss y'all. Praise God. I'm just so encouraged. I just want to let everybody know that called in. I am so encouraged. I mean, this is a fireball prayer line. I am just so amazed with God and just his miracle. You know, I just wanted to encourage everybody to keep looking towards God and just letting God work in their lives. And I'm encouraged. So keep the calls coming in, praise God, because we may not get on here and say anything, but I believe that a lot of people are just being encouraged just by hearing the praise reports and just all the many miracles that God is doing, praise God. And that's all I wanted to say, and I just wanted to encourage my pastors to keep keeping on and keep doing what you're doing, because God is just so pleased with you. He truly is. And I'm grateful to be under you guys. God bless. That's amen. All I want to say.
Amen, Sister Lori. I want to pray very briefly for you before you hang up. But we thank God for those encouraging words.
Yes.
You know, the word says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, also believe in me. Jesus
yes.
said, glory be to God. He was not overcome, but he overcame this world. So I thank
yes.
God you encouraged somebody tonight. Amen. Knowing that this is a powerful prayer line. It is
yes.
It's not us. It's the Holy Spirit. So we move
yes.
the flesh out of the way. Pastor, and I just yield to the power of the Holy Spirit. And we believe God works through us,
Amen.
Through New Creation Church. And you're
Amen.
A part of our church family. So we thank God that you know you're in a good place. And we thank God that you mean so much to the New Creation Church family. And we thank God for your servitude. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, bless Sister Lori. Bless her grandbaby, Lord. Bless her grandchildren, her children. Bless everything that she touched, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as she has been encouraged tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that, hallelujah, the spirit of discouragement will not be able to penetrate her. We thank you for, hallelujah, lifting up her heart and her mind. Glory be to God. We thank you for this mother, Lord. We thank you for this grandmother. We thank you that the blessings of God are in her house, that the favor of God is on her life, that the wisdom and insight and discernment of God is part of her DNA. So, Lord,
yes.
hallelujah. Thank you, glory be to God, that you have blessed her with many spiritual gifts, that you have anointed her afresh and anew, the anointing that destroys every yoke. So I
yes.
thank you for her strength in the Lord. I thank you
yes.
that the joy of the Lord is her strength. She's a
yes.
praiser. She's a worshiper. She's a
yes.
server, Lord, in
yes.
the mighty name of Jesus. So thank you for Sister Lori tonight, even as she called in to encourage her pastors, hallelujah, to encourage her church family and everyone on this prayer line. We thank God for those encouraging words tonight, Sister Lori. Amen.
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 God bless you.
God bless you, Mother.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's Sister Lori, and we thank God for her. Amen. As we have 3 minutes, we're going to, glory be to God, we're going to play Holler. If there are any more callers, we're going to give you this last opportunity because we thank God for every caller. If you want to press one, if you want to, Sister Lori just said something encouraging. She didn't necessarily have a prayer request, but if you want to press one, and as she said, Pastor, I believe some people just want to listen, and I agree with her wholeheartedly. Sometimes we want to just listen. Amen. So we're going to go down with James Fortune, I believe. Let this song minister to your spirit. Listen to the words, because we need to believe God. And this song is going to encourage you tonight to put your trust in God. Good night, everyone. We love each and every one of you. We'll continue to pray for you. Hallelujah. As you pray for us, tomorrow night we'll be at New Creation Church, 1482 Maple Avenue. Wednesday night we'll be there also. Thursday night, the Most Excellent Way program, Feeding Addiction and Strongholds. Pastor Rebecca is preaching Friday night in Elizabeth, New Jersey, 87 First Street, Friday night. Service time is 7:30. She's bringing forth the word. It's a woman's conference. She's been invited to preach Friday night, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 87 First Street. Please come out and support her. The word of the Lord is in her belly, and I know she has a word for the women. There's going to be some men there. I'm going to be there. So there's going to be a few brothers in the room, but I'm sure it's going to be mostly women because it's a woman's conference. So we thank God, as Pastor Rebecca brings forth that word, that women will be set free, women will be encouraged, women will be delivered, women will be empowered in the mighty name of Jesus. So come out Friday night, this Friday, May the 16th, 7:30, and support Pastor Rebecca. Amen. Hallelujah. And we've also started a marriage and relationship series
every third Wednesday at New Creation Church. If you're singled, if you're married, if your marriage is happy, if your marriage is in trouble, come out, because these sessions are going to bless you. They're going to prepare you. They're going to equip you. They're going to empower you. So we thank God. As we wrote that marriage book, Making Marriage and Relationships Work, we've been getting such great feedback, response back for those who read it. It said, Pastor, that book is blessing me. Some people are engaged. Some people are single. Some people's marriage was in trouble. Some people have a great marriage, and they said, this is going to make my marriage even greater. It's going to enhance, enrich my marriage. So we thank God for allowing us to write that book on marriage and relationships. Too many marriages are ended in divorce, and Pastor and I want to do our part to stop the enemy's camp. Amen. Well, good night, everyone. Allow this song to minister to you. Listen to the words, because if we believe God, he will honor us, and we put our faith in him. Hallelujah. It's impossible to please him without faith. Good night.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
your future.